This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Somebody just was telling me about Pelosi, or sent me something about Pelosi, who was actually questioning the president's fitness or sanity. I mean, think about that. Think about who that's coming from. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do really appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll there. There's so much going on, you know, on the website. And there's so much going on in the world. We need to be able to talk about this stuff. I get the biggest kick out of people who don't want to talk about it. Yeah, you know, they're so afraid. I don't know if they're afraid they might learn something, they might hear something that's going to cause them to think, might hurt their brain a little bit. I don't know. I really don't know. I'm not trying to be mean or crude or rude or anything like that. It's just, for me, it's a matter of saying, look, I may not agree with you. I may not agree with you. And I may totally agree with you. And I might think you're a little whacked. But how do we know? How do we find out? How do we talk things through so we understand where each other is coming from? Like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Chuck Schumer. What a wonderful man he is, right? Schumer has decided that we shouldn't be protecting Barron Trump. And I think that's a wonderful name for him, by the way. I love the fact that it denotes royalty and it'll make those guys crazy on the left every time they hear it. I hope we have a Trump dynasty. I hope that we have, you know, the older sons become president and then have Barron Trump become president. Wouldn't that be a stick in their eye for a long time? So Schumer says that basically it's a backhand threat to Barron Trump. And so he has decided that Barron Trump the New York Police Department should not be paying or the federal government and the New York Police Department should not be paying to provide security for Barron as he attends school in New York City. Now think about that. We could provide security for Obama's kids, right? That was okay. And Billy Bob Clinton. I mean, it's just what we do. We provide security for the president's kids, and it is just amazing that these people. This is the double standard I was telling you about. And even if you play these for them, even if you talk to other Dems and you read this stuff to them, say, "Look, here's what your guy said a year ago. Here's what he's saying now. Here's how when people were complaining about the trips that Obama was taking and the things he was doing with his kids and how much more tax dollars it was costing." They made excuses for, well, you know, he is the president, he does have a family, he has a family life, we have to protect him, the kids have to have some kind of normalcy, because normalcy is always having three or four Secret Service agents around you fully loaded with guns, as every kid grows up like that, don't you know that? That's beside the point. The point, though, is, see, they don't like Trump. They want to do everything they can to hurt him, to harm him, and they just don't. They're cold-hearted people. Right? And it's not a game, Chuck. This is not something where it's a political game. This is why I say it's a sickness, because when it comes to politics, they're willing to go to the wall for their politics. Trump is a target for no other reason than the fact that he's the president's son, and he deserves protection, just like the kids from Mr. Obama deserve protection, just like Chelsea deserve protection. Why do they go down these roads? Do they got nothing else to do? Is their IQ so low this is the only thing they can attack? Bill de Blasio ought to tell Congress if we don't pay for it, the New York City cops aren't guarding it, and let the feds put more people in. He said, that's what I think they should do. No, it's not been what they do to begin with. And who knows New York City better than the NYPD? And I'm sure we are paying for it. Man, you're bent out of shape about the tax money going to pay for Barron Trump, but apparently it doesn't bother you about how many tax dollars are going to illegal aliens in New York City. Right? It doesn't bother you about, you know, your buddy that runs the city allowing people to whiz in the streets. That's okay. I mean, think about it. Think about all the things that crime is up in New York City. The streets are dirtier. They got the homeless people sleeping in the walkways again in the city. For the longest time, that was gone. But de Blasio came in and... And then Schumer has every intention of trying to block extra funding for protection of the Trump family. That's why he's trying to put it in the arms of the federal government, because he'll have more control over it. He's a sick man. I believe he's a sick man. They've been there too long. That's the problem. They've got this mindset. He needs to go. Pelosi needs to go. That whole group needs to go. And we got some on our side that need to go. But where's their young people? Seriously. That are in positions of power and authority. Now, Schumer said that it's justified. See how they justify everything? Everything is a majority of Americans don't. That's the way the Democrats started off with. He told the Washington Examiner that Trump is a huge disappointment to most Americans and that he is just totally incompetent. Yes, President Obama did such a wonderful job, didn't he? He was totally competent. He was so competent that he would bring in the experts. He was so full of himself that he would bring in the experts, and he would decide that he knew more than the experts did, and he always did 180 degrees from what the experts told him to do because it wasn't what he thought should be done. Yeah, he was a real gem. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I have some uplifting news about Trey Gowdy. Come on right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Wal Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchase of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me, guys. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563-4, and tell me where I'm, what I'm doing wrong, what I'm doing right. Any of that would be really cool. Again, I do appreciate the time that you spend. You know, I was thinking, sitting here thinking during the break. I do that once in a while. What is that, 9 times a day? So I sit there during the breaks. I think about some of the stuff I might have missed, got to talk about, whatever. Like a valley girl there, huh? Whatever. And I was thinking about, you know, all the stuff on Trump. They're just pushing so hard. They got to find something. He doesn't like peanut butter. He doesn't like jelly. He doesn't like them together. Prejudice against mixing two different things. I don't know. They're going to find something. But does anybody remember all those women that came out and said that he sexually assaulted them? What happened to them? Did he hand them over to the Clinton Mafia, and they took care of it for him? I mean, seriously. If he was truly the sexual criminal that they made him out to be, well, what's happening? Why is it? I mean, do you really believe for a second that Gloria Allred threw her hands up and gave up on him if she had something hard and juicy to deal with? I don't think so for a minute. I think she would go after him with everything she had. It's just my opinion, but... And then on top of that, let's see how many of you remember I'm going to screw it up, but... The dossier, right? The dossier that they had on him. Remember the Russians released or somehow they got their hands on the dossier behind... Dossier, whatever. You're from Texas, this is a dossier. And they had all this negative information on him. It was going to take him down. It was really nasty. It was really bad. And nothing. It kind of went away. You remember that Hillary Clinton talked about it? Who else did? The DNC talked about it. Hillary Clinton. They all talked about it. And you're right. And it just seemed to disappear. So all the stuff they had on him with those women just kind of melted away into the world. Right? And then all the negative Russian stuff they had on him, again, just kind of melted away and went away. I just find that extremely amazing. And then the other stuff you take a minute to look at and think about. I know, I probably already hit these at one point in time in your time with me. But Comey... You know, the FBI broke all kinds of their own rules and protocols with Clinton. I mean, they actually signed, the FBI agents that went to interview her actually signed non-disclosure clauses. Well, non-disclosure to who? I mean, sir, to their boss? To the judge that's going to try the case? To the attorney that would try the case? Why would you? Can you imagine the FBI agents coming into my house, want to check on me and say, "Oh, can't talk to you until you sign these." Oh, there'll be no recording devices. I'm sorry, not going to have it. You don't call the shots with the FBI. Now, isn't it interesting that Comey could think about running down to his car on federal time, on FBI time, after talking to President Trump? Opening up a federal notebook, notepad, computer, whatever, typing the notes from a conversation you just had with the president. Yeah, the president's the mind to do that, which is all federal stuff. There's no reason why we can't have access to it. Yet they do. They sit with Hillary Clinton for 3 hours in there. Isn't a note to be found? Sound real to you? Because it sure as heck don't sound real to me. If you don't think that's corruption... A blatant act of corruption? There's something wrong with you. Anyway. Now, the interview for Hillary was meant to clear up her involvement, right? Remember, they were going to go sit with her, we're going to work it out, let's figure it out, let's put it to rest. It included her private email server that day, and they alleged collusion with the Libyan forces to create an unstable Middle East. That's all according to James Comey. But none of it was recorded. With everything he talked to her about, nothing. Didn't even go back and write down for future use or whatever. But again, somehow he remembered to do that with President Trump. After the computers were hacked. The DNC computers, right? He still didn't speak to the Democrat president to deal with it at the time. Nothing, not a word. Why is that? And then he says, one of the things he uses is, one of the excuses he uses is that Hillary Clinton did not swear an oath to tell the truth before meeting with the FBI for the three and a half hours, and the interview was not recorded. Why do you have to swear an oath to the FBI? When they're coming in and questioning you about something you might have done illegally, do you have to swear an oath to them? So does that mean when an officer is talking with me, do I have to swear an oath first to tell the truth? I don't get it. We always talk about holding people to a higher standard. You mean Hillary Clinton can't be held to a higher standard? Hillary Clinton shouldn't be expected to be held to a higher standard? And she, why should we have to tell her? Shouldn't she already know that? This is all so confusing to me. Don't tell me that she doesn't believe she's entitled. Don't tell me that she doesn't believe for a moment that she can rise above and beyond, that she's not held to the same standards as everybody else. When I say that, I'm not talking to a higher standard. And even though she wasn't, in one instance he says that she never took the oath to tell the truth. In another line, or along the line of questioning, he added that it was still a crime to lie to the FBI. And that the FBI's policy is to avoid recording interviews except under rare circumstances. Many lawmakers and citizens alike are unhappy. They want to see transcripts of the Secretary of State's interview. Look, if you're going to do it to Trump, you need to do it to her. Right? I mean, there should be a transcript of the interview. There should be notes from the interview. How did Comey make his decision, write up the notes that he had, make the decision that he made, if he didn't have notes from that interview? And I find it interesting that he quickly came out after the interview to decide that, even though she had all these things against her, that he couldn't prosecute any of them. What do you think about that? All of this is, it's pretty clear that there was something going on between the Clintons and the FBI. There was something going on between the Clintons and the and Loretta Lynch. Right? And the only thing they hang everything on is that Comey, that Trump was a liar. Because Comey did nothing but tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, right? Comey missed nothing. He was on it the whole time. Except the only thing he admitted to being was a coward. That's it. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Really, I promise.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350350.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Some of you are old enough to know what that song is. You know? And Clapton. Now, where is that music? I know, I'm sounding like an old guy now, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do, you know, appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And again, I know you're hearing some of the stuff on other stations. Hopefully not the same way I'm laying it down. Try not to talk over your head. Not that I could if I wanted to. But I want you to understand. I really do. I want you to understand what's going on. I'm always amazed when I'm talking with people as how much of the day-to-day they don't know goes down. Right? I mean, seriously. I'm amazed at the simplest of things. And don't give me, it's my job to do, because it's your job to do, too. So your job is to protect the country. Maybe not with a gun, a rifle, out in the streets with a police badge, but your job is to make sure that our legislators are doing what they're supposed to be doing and that you're informed. That doesn't mean you spend 8 hours a day looking up the news, but find a couple of websites, find a couple of places that you know the story is true, the information is true, and jump all over it. So, and the reason I'm talking about Comey so much is he became a god to them yesterday when he delivered what they thought was a striking blow to Trump. We don't believe that at all, and there's many legal people who don't believe it. And all this stuff that you're hearing, unless President Trump looked right at Comey and said, and even then my understanding is it's not so much illegal. He didn't hide anything from Comey. Obstruction is when you hide things. You make it hard for somebody to do their job. But the president has a right to stop the investigation if he wants to. But he didn't look at Comey and said, look it. Flynn has had enough problems. Let's just drop this whole thing. Somebody said. He said to Comey, look, go easy on him. In other words, you know, if you want to let it go, he's already been through it enough. He's been fired. You know, what did he really do wrong? Seriously, what did he do wrong to hurt the country? What did he do to put the country in danger? And you hypocrites on the left, I got to say it, point blank and simple. Now, one of you complained about what Hillary Clinton did. Because you love her so much, you love the theology of the Democratic Party so much, that you're willing to say you didn't care that she gave away secrets, yeah, as she did, that she overlooked Bill's sexual assaults on women, that she knowingly moved. I mean, don't you, listen, show you how much of a hypocrite you are. You have a woman that's been in politics her whole adult life and longer, whose husband was the president of the United States, and you accepted from her that she didn't know those emails were classified. I want you to think about the depth of this. Her whole life in government, she was the Secretary of State. She's been in the White House. Her husband was president, and she didn't know that those emails were certified. And you let her slide on that. It wasn't a big deal. They weren't marked properly. Therefore, she's clean. And then you have a president that's never been in politics, wants to just play by, just get it done, get the job done. And you're looking for every word, every nuance, the way he says something, how he approaches somebody. And for that, he can be impeached. You're hypocrites. You don't want equality. You want control. It has nothing to do with equality. You have nothing. You really don't care what's right for the American people or the United States as a whole. You care what's right for your party, and in most cases, yourself and your small little group. And because you think it's right for you, then it's right for the country as a whole. How selfish of you. And you think that's so noble. Well, it's not. And then you're talking about him wanting to do away with health care, him wanting the tax cuts, him wanting to build a wall, all this stuff you're calling him out on, and you're so stuck in your own little world that it hasn't dawned on you yet, they voted for him for those things. I'm sorry, I'm kind of missing it here. So even though, so this is even more proof positive that you could give a crap less, yes, I said crap, you could give a crap less on what the American people want and what they think. The only thing you care about is what you want and you think. Because if you believe it to be truth, it has to be truth. If you believe it is right for the American people, then you don't care what they think. You're going to do it because you believe it's right. That's not governance. That's dictatorship. That's not doing what's right for the people. It's dictatorship. It's what's doing right for you. Okay, let me get off of that before I snap a vein here. There is a picture going viral that was a while back, but it's still so. And the reason I saw this is I was perusing stories. And I think I told you the other day, I went into a coffee shop and then went to a fast food place the day before yesterday. And now in California, and I know there's going to be outcry somewhere, but now in California, the bathrooms have been, they got a new little sign on them, okay? And the sign is what appears to be a female, because it's a person in a dress, and then what appears to be a male, because they got a guy in pants, and then a whatever, because half of it's a guy in pants, half of it's a dress, and then they have a little baby, and it says that they're all gender restrooms. Anyone can use this restroom regardless of the gender, identity, or expression. Okay. I mean, we used to call them unisex bathrooms when I was a kid, back in the 70s. But they weren't single-user bathrooms. Most of the places I've gone to, they're single-use bathrooms. You know what I mean? They've only got like one toilet or whatever, and you can lock the door behind you and that kind of stuff. And I'm kind of happy that they marked them that way because, you know, there's been plenty of times where I want to go to the bathroom, and there's been a guy that moved in there, and the ladies' room is open. So I was going to be put in a position where they had to identify as a female or just use it anyway. Right? Because it's only a one-person room. But I know the women find that gross because men are usually gross when it comes to the bathroom. They don't know how to keep things clean. So people are going nuts about this. Because in California now, every bathroom has to be, you know, all-inclusive. Which is really, really, truly troubling from a standpoint of, again, the state's making laws and rules and shoving things down people's throats that they may or may not want. And then, as we have said many times on the show, how do you protect the little kids? How do you make sure that the children, you know, you're not going to tell me that somebody's not going to take advantage of this? We've already seen it happen a couple of times. And don't, and if you're part of the LGBTQ group and you want to write me an email that says, I'm all wrong, that nothing has happened, then you prove it. Because you can't just say every time there's an incident, which is what they like to do, every single time there's an incident, you know what they say? That was fake. That was phony. That wasn't real. Think about it. You can't do it. It's not right. And I'll show you how nuts some of these people are. You know, Slate is one of those websites that people love to go to and get all kinds of crazy stuff on it or their points of view on things. So apparently Wonder Woman in the new movie, according to Slate, was raped. Nobody else who saw the movie saw that, but apparently they've got the keen eye for it. So a writer for Slate, Christina Ketterucci, looks like it says, thinks that Wonder Woman is raped. Ketterucci is a social justice warrior and a writer for Slate. In a recent assessment of the new blockbuster movie Wonder Woman, Ketterucci argues that despite the positive reviews and the male, and the, these are her words, so put your stones down, okay? That despite positive reviews and the male eunuchs at Slate weeping over the female empowerment on display, Wonder Woman is not a feminist film. See, even when the woman wins, even when a woman is the strongest person in the world, even when she's got everybody, you know, looking at her and looking up to her, and I mean, geez, it's still not good enough for them. I mean, until every male on the planet's been wiped out, and then they figure it out afterward how much trouble they're in, they will not be happy. In fact, Ketterucci argues that the film suggests that Wonder Woman was raped by Steve Trevor, the film's male lead. Now, I don't know. You know, I love when these people, they cry over men's rights. Rights or non-rights, I don't even know what you want to call it. They cry whenever they feel that a man has got his leg up somehow. I don't get any of this. If you want equality, why does it always have to be more? On the liberal left, it's always more. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a minute.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best.
Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back.
I'm the king of the
room. You know, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Do get involved. Head up to the website. Hey, I want your email address. If you go to my website, therealside.com, there's an area up there where you can actually give me your email address, and I want it. Because I send out an email once a week. And the email is just about, you know, people are going to have on, topics we're going to discuss, give you links to Patreon. Patreon is a way for you to help support the show. Look, I take as little as $5 a month or as much as $5,000 a month. Matter of fact, if you give me $5,000, I'll come to your house. I'll deliver the stuff. I'll even shower first. I'll come to the house. I'll deliver whatever gifts I have for you, you know, that kind of thing. Or you'll even get my cell phone number. How do you like that? That's even better, don't you think? Anyway, 855-REAL-CHO, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. So, I forgot what we were talking about. No, I don't. No, I didn't. No, you can't forget this. This is just too nuts. A writer for Slate actually believes, right, that the person who played Wonder Woman in the film was raped in the film by Steve Trevor, her male lead. Now, she goes on to say, it's always amazing to me. I mean, every one of these things, if it isn't exactly like the thing it should be written, should come out, the words that the actress might want to say, they go out of their minds with it. They just don't know how to deal with it. And you can't have a whole bunch of patience for these people. Because if nothing's going to make them happy, you're not going to work anything to make them happy. Right? The attraction between Trevor, and I haven't seen the movie, I'm just reading the writer's assessment of the movie. The attraction between Trevor and Diana is the outcome of the relationship of mutual respect earned through fighting side by side. Despite Slate's claim that Deanna and Steve's love is a no homo signal that Wonder Woman is straight. So what? Now you're not allowed to be straight? So being straight is abnormal, I guess, which should scare the bejesus out of you. So apparently they got the market cornered on being smart, having all the brains, being the right ones. And the rest of us who are straight, there's something wrong with us. Now, the film never shuts the door on the possibility suggested by the current WW comic book writer Greg Rucka, because you've got to leave it open, suggesting that she might be bisexual. Why does sex always have to come into these movies? See, first they forced it on your kids, remember? It was PG, then PG-13, and two people doing motions under blankets was PG-13, and that was okay. That was pretty cool. Nothing really there, nothing showed. Then every once in a while, you'd have a breast pop out here and there. Well, that was okay. That's still PG-13, not a problem. And then decided, okay, well, nudity from behind still could be PG-13, because, you know, kids know what butts look like from behind. It's just the back. It's not a big deal. We let this happen. We let this creep in. And some of you who keep buying Disney product, keep bringing your kids there because you don't want them to feel bad. We will never win this battle. It's not a boycott thing either. These people are putting money into programs and things that you don't approve of, that you don't agree with, that you're not part of. And you're so worried about your child not getting what everybody else is getting. Well, in some cases, you don't want them getting what everybody else gets, right? They're upset. Cattarucci argues that the character frequently notes that Gail Gadot's Wonder Woman is the most beautiful woman you've ever seen. Men drool behind her at the notion that there might be somewhere in an island full of women who look like her with no men in sight. So what? You women dream of some really weird, freaky stuff, too. I have been in a restaurant with a group of women sitting behind me who had been out the night before, and I'll tell you what. It made my nose hairs curl. You know what I'm saying? And I love this mindset that they're so righteous and we're so wrong all the time. She said when Wonder Woman walks into a room, even dressed in plain gray suit and the bowler hat instead of her usual sensual armored leotard, men go silent, stare at her. Okay, so what? Men stare and look at beautiful women like women stare and look at well-cut men. Cattarucci, gender stereotypes are thus at the center of the story, of course, with Diana cast as gorgeous, nevertheless, she can kick butt like better than most men. By the time the action got too fast-paced and loud for any more characters to marvel at Diana's fine body, he said he was about an hour past being sick of the sexy lady and almost, you know, just at hyperspeed. So isn't this kind of funny, though? Here's a movie where the woman is the heroine, right? They'll call her a hero. What are you laughing at me for, right? It's heroine, right? Okay. Oh, Rita, she has an IQ of like 3? Clueless about men, says a couple of days ago in there, John to stop the Germans from employing new chemical weapons, Steve Trevor, is shutting himself into Diana's hotel room, presumably so they can do sex things. Diana's so clueless about men, human activity, and the basic concepts of manipulation and evil. You know what? So, I don't know the whole story behind Wonder Woman, but isn't she from, she's from a whole different area, a whole different planet, whole different world, whatever. Of course, she's not going to. If it's a woman, if it's a planet full of women, how would she know about men? Really know about men? I mean, seriously. I know some of this stuff is just kind of mundane and stupid. But these people can't let anything alone. Everything has a hidden meaning. Everything has something to do with putting women down. It's just asinine. I It's more than insulting. It's asinine. It's why you guys keep losing. You're so hung up in all this sex stuff. You're so hung up in all this garbage. It's why you guys keep losing. How about you get to the real issues? How about we get people back to work? Right? We get businesses opening again. We get entrepreneurs that actually want to do business in this country. If you're in California, how about we figure out a way to keep businesses here instead of keep chasing them away? What do you think? Think that would be a good thing? Speaking of crazy stuff out of California, Nancy Pelosi has been questioning the president's fitness. And then she starts losing her mind herself. For 4 months, she's been questioning President Trump's ability to govern. Actually, she's been president. These were the same women. This was the same woman. This is the same crew that said not only would they take back the Congress, but they would take the presidency. They would take the. They would strengthen the Senate, and they would win. I mean, they say this all the time. It's. I guess it's one of those things that they must have took a Tony Robbins positive thinking class, and they figure if they say it enough times, it's just going to happen. But she repeatedly calls, you know, President Trump incompetent. He's got mental problems. He's this, he's that. She keeps going through the whole thing. Let's hear some of her promising moments. What do you think? Maybe.
Thank our lumps for saying that the president was under investigation for Russia when Comey yesterday said he wasn't. Do you have any readout on how we've done and how we can fix things moving forward?
Now, the reporter says, and I say, Comey said he was not under investigation. She was somehow at a whole different hearing.
Forward.
Well, there, again, it's about words. You know, it's all about words. And
We're back to it all depends on what it means. Remember President Clinton? And he was dicing words to get out of the trouble he was in. I guess that's how they do it.
The president has to understand this. Words spoken by the president of the United States weigh a ton. Not like any word that any of the rest of it would say. I mean, you had the power of words. That's what you do. You know the power of words. But spoken by the President of the United States, they weigh a ton. So when they say, am I under investigation? No, you're not. That doesn't necessarily mean your campaign is not under investigation.
So words mean a ton. I want you to pay attention there. So words mean a ton. And she can't seem to get them out of her mouth. She can't seem to put her thoughts together.
Investigation. And again, I don't know what the subtleties were in terms of
Yeah, let me help you, Nancy. He said, Mr. Trump wasn't under investigation. How do you like that? And you're spinning it. What I love about this is you're trying to put it back on him. But when they talked about Mrs. Clinton, you guys said, no, it's not Mrs. Clinton, it's the email server. And we all chuckled and laughed because apparently, from my understanding in the law, you can't indict an email server. You can't investigate an email server. It is simply a piece of evidence of an investigation that's going on to a specific group or person. So she is a perfect example of how the Dems have dual standards. And they're such elitists that they believe that they are the only ones that have the right answer. They are the only ones that can fix you, that can save you, that can help you, when they can't even fix or save themselves. Look at what they got going on in their own party. Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me. Remember, have a safe weekend. I want you back here on Monday. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones. I don't care. Get them back to the show. Tell people about it. Call your local radio station. And be safe for the weekend. Because, again, have a great day and God bless.